listening to Open Mic Friday here on Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. My name is Pastor Tom Baker, and I'm all by myself today because Open Mic Friday, we love to take questions from our listeners. And the numbers to phone in the St. Louis area, 821-0850. Then toll free, 1-800-730-2727. And by the way, the toll-free number can also be called from St. Louis, 1-800-730-2727. We want to do one housekeeping duty. We do pay for our time here on KFUO, so we appreciate any checks made out to Law and Gospel. And then here's where you send them to. Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910. St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. That's Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. And we're looking for right now around $2,500. So if you're at all able to contribute towards that, we certainly would appreciate it because that's the way we stay on KFUO. All right, we got a call coming in right now. We'll go right to it. I'm Tom Baker, and it is Open Mic Friday, an opportunity for you to call in. So let's go see who this is. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. A few weeks ago or days ago, it all runs together, but you talked about tongues, which is not the topic I want to bring up. But in that conversation, you mentioned a gift, I think, should be a gift. For everybody, or everybody has all the gifts, or something like that, and it was kind of you were discerning among gifts, and it had to do with everybody having them, or everybody having access to them, or something. And I didn't quite understand it. Do you remember that conversation that you could clarify for me?
I've got a couple of things in my mind that I'm thinking about. One of the things I was saying was that you can never say anything about a Christian that isn't true for all Christians at all times and in all places. So that was in a conversation where I was making the point, for example, that you need to be careful that you don't say that Christians are not afraid of dying. Because the fact of the matter, guess what? There are Christians who are afraid of dying, and that's just weak faith. So that was a point I was making in that context. The only other time I think I might have talked about that when we were talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that the Apostle Paul speaks of, and that these gifts would be for all Christians. But I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, I think it was that latter one you just mentioned. And I didn't understand how it was, how you were using that to connect the tongues, I guess, and to make the point.
Yeah, tongues is not a gift given to all Christians. In fact, those who think it is a gift that Christians receive often think of it as a garble, that you can't understand that tongue of the angels or something like that. But it's pretty clear on the day of Pentecost that it was talking about known foreign languages.
Right, but whether it's tongues or not, so what you're saying is every gift is available to all people, but I thought people were born with gifts that were, they were more likely to have a certain gift. This is your gift. And somebody else might have this gift, and somebody else might have a different gift.
There's no doubt that Paul talks about, for Christians, not people who are born, that when you become a Christian, some have the ability to teach, some have the ability to serve. In a congregation, there are so many things that go on, and oftentimes someone may not have the ability to teach Sunday school, but they do have the ability to be in the choir. Now, I'm a person who does not have the gift of singing in a choir. I don't have a very good voice, but I appear to have a gift of being able to teach scripture. So in that sense, not everybody has the same gifts. Remember, the head is Christ, but whether you're a foot or a hand or whatever part you are, that's part of your vocation that God has called you to, and you are therefore to use it to the glory of God.
So everybody all gifts are available to all people, but not everybody has every gift.
I don't know of anybody who had every gift except Jesus.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I got it.
Okay, thank you so very much for calling. And by the way, the Bible verse I would encourage you to look at would be Galatians chapter 5. These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I do believe that that's possible for every Christian. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And it says, against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So there are some gifts, such as in Ephesians, where it talks, some have the gift of teaching and serving, and some people have wealth so that they can contribute. So these are important passages, but the one passage I would point to, Galatians 5:22, where it appears a person can have all of these gifts. Okay, our numbers here are 821-0850. Toll free 1-800-730-2727. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines right now. I think we're just going to go ahead there. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, who's this?
My name is George Silvestra.
Oh, go ahead, George.
I've been trying to get your archive of your June 2nd program.
Yes. In fact, I just gave Mary a note on that yesterday because I could not bring it up either. And what happened, she was unable to bring it up. But when I'm in the studio, I come in and I have a little stick I put in a machine they have here, and I taped it. So I will be giving it to her probably on Monday, and she should be able to put it up again. But you can... for example, email me, and I can send it directly to you, George, if you would like.
I did send you an email, I think yesterday, asking if you were going to put it on.
Oh, okay. I did not see that. Yeah, it must have been in the afternoon you sent it, or evening.
What is your email address, Pastor, just in case?
Yes, the one for this radio show is lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com.
Ah, 101.com. That's what he'd have on it.
Oh.
Okay, Law and Gospel at lawandgospel.101.com?
Nope. Lawandgospel101.com. That's my domain also, my website. So if you go to lawandgospel101.com and you go under contact, you'll see how to contact me also.
Super.
There. Okay?
Fine. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
I'll sure get it to you. Thank you. Okay. God bless you. And yes, every now and then. In fact, I found two of the programs that I was unable to download. And so Mary's working on that, and we should have them up for you sometime Monday after I bring them to her. They have a really nice system here at KFUR New Studios. I'm able to plug this little item in, and it is tape recording right now what we are doing. You can also, if you have a program called Roxio, you can stream on your computer, and then you can record it on Roxio. So you can do that every day. But by the way, we do sell DVDs, and we're going to have them for sale at the seminar on June the 13th. If you'd like to come, it's free. It's a Saturday, and it's from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and we have a lot of products there. The seminar is free. The refreshments are free, but we're going to have, God willing, I've got to make some more up, all of the 240 broadcasts from 2014, plus a book explaining what each broadcast talked about. And I think that starts around $10. We, some people say we should charge $80 to $100 Because if you buy them separately, it's usually $5 for a CD, but you get 240 of the broadcasts for $10 if you attend that particular seminar. You go to the website, I think it's $12, you know, because we pay the postage and this sort of thing. All right. As I indicated, any other questions, you can phone me at 821-0850, toll free 1-800-730-2727. I'd like to actually respond to an email that I did a little bit last week. The person writing to me wanted to know the insights on the role of the individual persons of the Trinity in heaven. And so I said, well, I'll be talking about that for 13 weeks on Issues Etc. I do their Sunday school lesson from Concordia Publishing House. And so during the summer, they always find some theme, and this theme is the doctrine of the Trinity. Now, I received another letter from this person, and she asked that I answer the following question. The focus of the question has been narrowed, she says, from my request last week. And here it is. What will be the role of the Holy Spirit after Judgment Day? Now, that's kind of interesting. I never really heard of that question. And I'm going to be giving Bible verses in between the calls that I'm taking here. But to me, one of the most important Bible verses is from the Gospel according to St. John. It's chapter 14, verse 16. And I think this helps us to understand a point I'm going to be making. So let me read that. Verse 16 of chapter 14. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Now, the reason I mention that, there isn't really too much information about the role of the Trinity after Judgment Day, because we're talking about being in heaven. You can read Revelation, 21 and 22 and get insights about heaven, but a lot of that is in metaphorical language. And part of the problem is heaven is such a different dimension than what we are normally knowledgeable about, that there aren't really words in the language that can come through and explain that very well. But this, John 14, 16 says, first of all, and that's where I want to start, that the Holy Spirit will be with you forever. So he definitely will be with you in heaven. Now, what is he doing in heaven? Well, John 14, verse 26, but the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now, here, obviously, John is talking about what's going on right now. But we still need to kind of take a look at that to know that maybe when we get to heaven, he'll be continuing to bring all things to our remembrance. Okay, I'm ready to go back to the phone lines right now. Hi, I'm Tom Baker. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, well, I'm listening on the radio. Let me turn the radio off. Is this Tom Baker?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Is this Mike?
Yes, this is me.
Go, Mike.
Listen, you caught me off guard.
You phoned me. I didn't phone you.
I know. Listen, you were talking about the Catholic saying that a Catholic can't tell you if they're going to heaven.
No, I didn't say that.
Are you ask Catholics and they're saying that they can't answer that?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, what did you say then?
I said, if you go to a Roman Catholic and ask this question, if you were to die in this hour, this day, would you go to heaven immediately? And there is no Roman Catholic who says yes.
Well, yes, right, because that's the sin of presumption. They, you know, if a person believes in purgatory, you know, that's, you know, which I don't believe in, but I'm saying, but that's the sin
of presumption. No, Mike, you got this all wrong. To believe in purgatory is a sin.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
well, of course, there's no purgatory.
Huh?
There's no purgatory.
Well, I don't believe it exists, but I don't
know. No. I don't care what you believe, Mike. The Bible denies there's a purgatory. Look at the thief on the cross. If anybody deserved purgatory, that thief on the cross should have gone to purgatory. Jesus said, no, today you will be with me in paradise. And together they were in heaven together in the spirit on Good
that's
Friday.
That's assuming a lot, though.
That's not assuming anything. That's exactly what the Bible says.
Well, I mean, but that day hasn't ended for that thief. He's dead. He hasn't been brought back to life, you know?
Well, he's not dead. Christians don't die in that sense. Their spirit is with Jesus.
Well, that's controversial. But anyway,
it is not controversial. Read 1 Corinthians 15.
But I didn't even hear something you were saying about. You were talking about that Jewish black lady that was a rabbi, and you were saying that everything she said in the article wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, she had no particularly Jewish thinking about the Messiah. It didn't come up once.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But I was going to say that that radical feminism is a big part of Judaism, because especially on the Feast of Purim, they have like a I don't want to say celebration, but they have a service where it's for women only, and if a man is invited, he's not allowed to speak. And they read from this book, the Megillah. And I mean, so what that lady represents. I mean, a lot of Jewish people would say that's Judaism.
Well, that's like saying radical Lutheranism is also radical women. We've got Lutheran women who are lesbian pastors. That isn't at all what Lutherans represent. So true Judaism is not represented by a lesbian woman who doesn't even understand what the religion teaches. And I think you need to kind of look again, Mike. I appreciate your calls and such, but we need to look at the facts. And to say that it's controversial that a person goes to purgatory or not, that's just contrary to the scripture. You have to go outside of the scripture to invent a purgatory, because it is unfair. And to have the sin of presumption that you would go to heaven. No, if you deny that you're going to go to heaven at the moment of your death, that's a sin of rebellion against God's clear word. Because the Bible is so clear that when the person dies, the spirit goes to heaven alive. All Christians are alive right now, Mike, who have died, just in the spirit. And we're waiting the day for judgment day, when our bodies will be restored to the spirit. That's a really important point to make. So anybody else, if you'd like to call, don't hesitate to do so in the St. Louis area, 821-0850, toll free 1-800-730-2727. And we're kind of answering the question in between calls. What do you do with the scriptures in regard to the work of the Holy Spirit after Judgment Day? Well, I want to turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. And so what we have here is a beautiful example of the Holy Spirit also teaching things. And I think he will continue to teach things when we get to heaven. There's only one verse in Revelation, for example, that I might find useful here. I've got about 10 verses, but this one here I think would be helpful as to the work of the Holy Spirit. It's Revelation 21, verse 16. It could be verse 10. So in his vision, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. So it appears that the Holy Spirit has work also in that area. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hi, I'm Tom Baker. With whom am I speaking?
This is Anna.
Go ahead, Anna.
Yes, I had a question about what book or pamphlet could I get that would... I'm interested in becoming Lutheran, but I would like to have a concise summary of doctrines such as, you know, your eschatology, salvation, and in all the major things, baptism and so forth, something that would encompass all of those type of doctrines and things.
Yes, Martin Luther considered his best writing ever to be, have you heard of his Small Catechism?
Yes,
uh-huh. Yes, you can get that in a very, well, about 10 pages long. It's part of the Book of Concord. It also is in a larger catechism that has a lot of questions and answers. And Concordia Publishing House has those available. And in fact, if you would just phone them, they'd be glad to send you a copy of that. So I wouldn't hesitate to do that. The Concordia Publishing House number is 1-800-325-3040.
Okay.
Now, I have 7,000 books in my library. And when somebody comes and wants to know about Lutheranism, I've got a whole bunch. So I would also encourage you, either before or after you get the Small Catechism, to just visit a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor in your area and ask his advice as to what he is doing. There's some great books just put out by Concordia Publishing House explaining even further the unique and radical nature of the Lutheran Church.
So would the Small Catechism that you said, would that explain some of the basic things that I'm looking for?
Absolutely. Like, there's five parts to it. It explains the true meaning of the commandments, not only what we're not to do, but what we are to do. It also explains the creed, and it uses the Apostle Creed, talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but the meanings that Luther puts down there, like on the Holy Spirit, that I cannot by my own reason or strength come to the Lord Jesus or believe in him, but it's a through the power of the Holy Spirit. Then it goes through the Lord's Prayer and looks at each petition of the Lord's Prayer, and then that's followed by baptism and with questions and answers there, and the Lord's Supper. And occasionally they'll have what's called a table of duties. But this would be a tremendous, and if you have any trouble getting it, email me at lawandgospel@longgospel101.com, and I'll send you a free copy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anna, for calling. And anybody else, we would encourage you to phone Concordia Publishing House. Like somebody asks me, you know, how do we respond to various religions? They have an actual series on that, how to respond to the Mormons, to the Muslims, etc., Jehovah Witnesses. And a number of them are written by people who were formerly members of those groups. So we're getting a first-hand account. It's really quite interesting. And in case you just didn't quite catch the CPH number, Concordia Publishing House, it's 1-800-325-3040. And you don't have to go down there if you don't live in St. Louis, like those of you who are living and listening to me right now in Australia. They still will deliver to you. You might even, I don't know, have a CPH bookstore in Australia. But if you are in the St. Louis area, the address is 3558 South Jefferson. So it's kind of in South St. Louis. All you do is you take Highway 64 and you go south when you see the Jefferson. Jefferson is about four exits before the Mississippi River. And by the way, here's a little thing to do. They have a special room of sales items. The only thing I don't like about it is I can't use my regular card there. You have to pay cash or credit. But there are some books in there. Some of them are only 10% of what they originally cost. And it's a large room, especially if you have children. wow, there's a whole bunch of stuff for Christmas and Easter and Sunday school and this sort of thing. And then there's some hymnals. They even have vestments in there and other items. So when you go in the store, you go by the front desk and keep walking into the next room and go to the left, and there it is. Have wonderful deeds, and I would encourage you to do that. And I would also encourage you, if you would like to help pay for Law and Gospel, to write me, Pastor Tom Baker, the check made out to Law and Gospel, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. Email me at lawandgospel at lawandgospel101.com. And if you'd like to get on my free mailing list or join the membership site for a video every week, go to lawandgospel101.com. On Monday, we'll be talking about that God says you're going to heaven on the basis of your works. What? Till Monday, then. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel at lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.